This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:45 now. To slow the coronavirus spread, Pennsylvania has ordered all non-essential businesses to shut their doors. Nearly 5,000 businesses that were initially closed have now been given waivers to stay open. Governor Wolf is facing criticism that the exemption process is confusing and lacks transparency. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff reports on the backlash, with many business owners asking, why not me?
The Kelly Auto Group has done business in the Lehigh Valley since 1957. But in March, they reported 123 layoffs when car dealerships were deemed non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. President Greg Kelly says it stung more when he realized some in his field had been granted waivers, including one dealer 25 miles away.
To grant, like, individual dealer exemptions, you know, throughout the state, and there's no rhyme or reason why, and it's just, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, you couldn't make this up.
As Pennsylvania rushes to put a lid on the spread of a global pandemic, commerce has been severely restricted. But these waivers allow any business to make the case that it is, in fact, quote, life-sustaining, and potentially be allowed to stay open. However, the state is offering little detail on why exemptions are made or who gets them. And the lack of information leaves some businesses frustrated.
You better have a good need, right? But they don't really tell you what's a good need.
That's Philadelphia real estate developer Gary Jonas. He says he's asked for an exemption for one project where people are soon slated to live.
We have a project where we have three houses left. All of them are sold. All the people are supposed to move in the next 45 days.
But he hasn't heard back yet. The Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development said it's moving as quickly as it can to get through the 30,000 requests it's received. So far, it's granted waivers to about one in every six applicants, but it wouldn't share a list of which businesses. This week, GOP lawmakers sent letters to Governor Tom Wolf demanding more transparency. State Senator Ryan Aument represents Northern Lancaster County.
Shining light on the process is healthy, particularly at a time like this, and will give the public and businesses all over the Commonwealth greater confidence that these decisions are being made fairly.
He said information in a crisis is like a light at the end of the tunnel. It lets people currently fearful and out of work know what the government's game plan is, and ultimately trust that their jobs will come back as soon as possible. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.